What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of this week's Brick Built Mindset podcast. Again, thank you all so much for tuning in and subscribing. And I hope you all had a wonderful New Year's. I know we are starting off with 2024 full steam ahead. We're all setting our goals up. We're setting our ambitions up and we're setting our intentions up for this new year. So today I wanted to share a few of my intentions for 2024. This is always a time that we all set new goals, you know, each and every year. But me personally, I've always battled back and forth whether or not to establish goals at the beginning of each year. And I really haven't done much of that within the past few years as far as setting specific goals up or even writing them down. In the past, I focused more on my intentions. And for myself, this allows my goals to almost define themselves as time goes on. As my year unfolds, if I set my intentions, my goals tend to follow. And that's just me personally. And there's nothing wrong with that. And it's just found that I found that that's what works best for me. Now, for those of you who write down goals and you idolize the goal, I fully applaud you. And I hope whatever method it works and you continued, I wish you continued success in all the things that, and all the new endeavors that you dive into. But for me personally, I find myself idolizing the paper that I would write my goals on rather than taking action on said goals. So today I want to share with you my three intentions that I have for the year. Now, this isn't all of my intentions. These are just the three that I wanted to share with you all that I thought would be a great way to start off my year. And they will continue to keep me accountable. And if I share with you guys, which is why I started this podcast, was to keep myself accountable, to keep myself aligned with my disciplines. But this year, I want to set my intentions, first of all, on redefining my purpose. Finding out what changes that I've made with myself along this journey that I've been on and realign that back with my original purpose. I think it's easy to forget why you start things, or it's easy to forget your exact intentions behind doing them with time moving on. But I think for me, one of the things that I want to do is, with all the changes and all the relocating, is to redefine my purpose and align that with all the things that I want to do in my life, especially my intentions. The second thing that I want to do is give myself space to feel what I feel and without wondering if I'm understood. I know that a lot of people aim to be understood and aim to give a message that is interpreted by many. But for me, I think being understood is extremely overrated action. I think it's very overrated in a lot of ways, because if you try to be understood by everybody, you end up losing your own interpretation of what you're trying to give out there. So for me, my biggest thing is I want to feel the feelings that I have and to not worry about being understood by everybody. And last but not least, this intention has been something that I've been continually adopting year after year, and that is to be of better service to any and everybody that I come in contact with. And I know that, you know, it's the easiest thing to say, and it sounds cliche at times, but for me, I want to be of better service to my fiance, to my family, to my friends, to my business, to my work, to the companies. I've had an amazing opportunity to work with so many companies and be a part of so many teams. And my intention is to be of better service in the best way that I possibly can. So for me, guys, that is my intentions to start 2024. And I'm saying them out loud, I'm recording them and setting them down because I want to make sure that I hold myself accountable. And for those of you that are closest to me and have the opportunity to interact, to hold me accountable as well. So here's to setting off my 2024 with some intentions. And for many of you that are struggling to battle with goals and intentions, I encourage you to set aside some time and think about the things that you want to do and think about the person you want to be in 2024 and work backwards from that and what it takes to achieve and to meet said person. So be sure, whatever your goals and your intentions are, that you take the action to fulfill said goals and intentions. Happy New Year.